Listening to Trivia on 90FM, WWSP, Stevens Point. Funds for Trivia 38 have been made possible in part through a grant from Portesi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portesi. Delta Dental of Wisconsin, proud to be a sponsor of Trivia 38. The Stevens Point Brewery, since 1857, celebrating 150 years of brewing excellence. AIG Travel Guard, offering a progressive wellness program with access to an on-site health coach to all employees. AIG Travel Guard, where there's nothing trivial about your career. And Chase Bank, home for all your personal and business banking needs. 601 Main Street, Stevens Point.
And now, question one of our six. It comes with sweet, fruit-flavored pieces, and it comes with sour, fruit-flavored pieces. Chew them both, and you have created a fusion of flavor. What are the two fruit-flavored products that urge you to fuse it up? And once again, question one of our six. It comes with sweet, fruit-flavored pieces, and it comes with sour, fruit-flavored pieces. Chew them both, and you have created a fusion of flavor. What are the two fruit-flavored products that urge you to fuse it up?
I know what it is, nutty as a fruitcake, goofy as a goon,
and silly as a loon. Some call it pretty,
others call it crazy,
but they all sing this tune.
At the top of, right in the middle of hour six, question one, trivia 38. It comes with sweet fruit flavored pieces, and it comes with sour fruit flavored pieces. Chew them both, and you have created a fusion of flavor. What are the two fruit flavored products that urge you to fuse it up? Good luck, trivia players, as you play in the world's largest trivia contest.
Calling Mr. Ozzel with a swastika tattoo. There is a vacancy waiting in the English do-do tavern. Beef for metal on the filter boy's head. When he's had enough of that
they got a thousand variations. Every service with a smile, they're gonna take a little break and they'll be back after a while. Well, I hear the South America is coming in the style. A man lay on the floor. Mr. Oswald said he had an understanding with the law. He said he heard about a couple living in the USA. He said they traded in their baby for a Chevrolet. Let's talk about the future now. We put that past away.
Down in the back. That is it for Hour 6, Question 1, Trivia 38. It comes with sweet fruit-flavored pieces, and it comes with sour fruit-flavored pieces. Chew them both, and you've created a fusion of flavor. What are the two fruit-flavored products that urge you to fuse it up? The answer is strawberry and green apple fusion. Once again, the answer to Hour 6, Question 1, strawberry and green apple fusion. Going right on to Hour 6, Question 2, Trivia 38. Prior to World War II, Sergeant Schultz from Stalag 17 wrestled in the United States. What were the three American cities in which he wrestled? Once again, prior to World War II, Sergeant Schultz from Stalag 17 wrestled in the United States. What were the three cities in which he wrestled? Good luck, trivia players, as you play in the world's largest trivia contest.
Trivia 38. And Jim Wendler.
Middle of questions, hour six, question two. Prior to World War II, Sergeant Schultz from Stalag 17 wrestled in the United States. What were the three cities in which he wrestled? Good luck, trivia players.
Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug. Make you want to holler, hi-de-ho. Burns your tummy, don't you know? Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug. Grape wine in a mason jar. Homemade and brought to school by a friend of mine after class. Me and him and this other fool decide that we'll drink up what's left. Chug-a-lug, so we help thyself. Ears still ring. Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug. Make you wanna holler, holler, ho. Burns your tummy, don't you know? Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug. 4-H and a FFA. On a field trip to the farm, me and a friend sneak off behind this big old barn where we uncovered a covered up moonshine still. And we thought we'd drink our fill. I run 10 miles, chug lug, chug lug. Make you wanna holler, hi-de-ho. Burns your tummy, don't you know? Chug lug, jukebox and sawdust floor. Something like I ain't never seen. Heck, I'm just going on 15. But with the help of my finagling uncle, I can snuck in for my first taste of sin. I said, let me have a big old sip. Right on a double backflip. Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug. Make you wanna holler, holler, oh. Burns your tummy, don't you know? Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug. Take a sneak attack.
In the oh, wait. Phone's down. Phone's down in the back. We are calling it quits on hour six. Question two. Trivia 38. Trivia returns. Prior to World War II, Sergeant Schultz from Stalag 17 wrestled in the United States. What were the three cities in which he wrestled? The answer, Milwaukee, St. Louis, and Cincinnati. Once again, the answer for hour six, question two, Milwaukee, St. Louis, and Cincinnati. It is now time for Trivia Stone Group A, Stone Clue 2. This is Trivia Stone Group A, Clue Number 2. From where you are now, go past the sets of 5 bulbed lights. Now turn left. Go past the Pentagon and the Crown. Now turn right. Go past the palm trees and Sherlock Holmes' companion. Continue past the place where experiments are conducted and the risky area. Now turn left. Once again, Trivia Stone Group A, Clue Number 2. This is Trivia Stone Group A, Clue Number 2. From where you are now, go past the sets of 5 bulb lights. Now turn left. Go past the Pentagon and the Crown. Now turn right. Go past the palm trees and Sherlock Holmes' companion. Continue past the place where experiments are conducted and the risky area. Now turn left. 90FM reminds all trivia players to drive carefully and obey all traffic laws when participating in any of the traveling questions. There is no need for any teams to use flashlights or any other type of beam when searching out the nighttime clues. The clues are very obvious, but will require cleverness on the team player's part. This year's Trivia Stone is made possible in part from a grant from the Portage County Gazette, Portage County's locally owned and locally written weekly newspaper, featuring trivia teams and scores in this Friday's edition. Our store, proud to support Trivia 38 with our new store at the entrance to Village Park Shopping Center in Plover. Dreamweaver's Bridal. Experience the difference. 2824 Post Road, Stevens Point, 344-1181, and online at dreamweaversbridal.com. And Applied Tech Solutions, Inc., removing the boundaries between you and technology. 1313 2nd Street, downtown Stevens Point, 344-3703. Now on to our question 3, Trivia 38. What is the name of the comic which claims the following? Quote, the comic strip that doesn't pull any punches, end quote. What is the name of the once again, hour six, question three, Trivia 38. What is the name of the comic which claims the following? The comic strip that doesn't pull any punches. Good luck, trivia players.
Trivia 38 and Jim Wendler.
Of hour six, question three, trivia 38. Trivia returns. What is the name of the comic which claims the following? The comic strip that doesn't pull any punches. Good luck, trivia players.
Trivia 38. And Jim Wendler.
Georgia knows.
on phones down the back. We are calling it quits on hour six, question three, trivia 38. What is the name of the comic which claims the following? The comic strip that doesn't pull any punches? The answer, Bludgeon Funnies. Once again, the answer to hour six, question three, Bludgeon Funnies. Moving right along to hour six, question four, trivia 38. What is the nickname and last name of the fictional Hall of Fame groundskeeper featured in the ESPN short story, The Scout, Part 3? Once again, hour six, question four, trivia 38. What is the nickname and last name of the fictional Hall of Fame groundskeeper featured in the ESPN short story, The Scout, Part 3? Good luck, trivia players.
In Napoli, where love is king, when boy meets girl, here's what they say.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore. When the world seems to shine like you've had too much wine, that's amore. Bells will ring, ting-a-ling-a-ling, ting-a-ling-a-ling, and you'll sing Vita Bella. Hearts will play, tippy-tippy-tay, tippy-tippy-tay, like a guitarandella. When the stars make you drool, just like a pastifazool, that's amore. When you dance down the street with a cloud at your feet, you're in love. When you walk in a dream, but you know you're not dreaming, signore. Excuse me, but you see, back in old Napoli, that's amore.
For trivia 38, what is the nickname and last name of the fictional Hall of Fame groundskeeper featured in the ESPN short story, The Scout, Part 3? Good luck, trivia players.
Trivia 38. And Jim Wendler.
I'd like to build the world a home and furnish it with love. Grow apple trees and honeybees and snow white turtle doves. I'd like to teach the world to sing and dance in harmony. I'd like to hold it in my arms and keep it company. I'd like to see the world for once.
Phones down. Phones down in the back. We are calling it quits on hour six, question four, trivia 38. What is the nickname and last name of the fictional Hall of Fame groundskeeper featured in the ESPN short story, The Scout? Part three. The answer, Skeet Monaghan. Once again, the answer for hour six, question four, Skeet Monaghan.
Funds for Trivia 38 have been made possible in part through a grant from Portesi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portesi. Delta Dental of Wisconsin, proud to be a sponsor of Trivia 38. The UWSP Alumni Association and the University of Wisconsin Stevens Point, connecting to the future. Join the Connecting Point online alumni community at www.uwsp.edu/alumni. And St. Michael's Hospital and Ministry Medical Group, your local access points for primary and specialty care. Visit us on the web at www.ministryhealth.org.
Moving right along to hour six, question five, trivia 38. This fictional character was a former professional baseball player and sports writer who turned to teaching after his wife and son were killed in an auto accident. What is the first and last name of this school teacher? Once again, hour six, question five, trivia 38. This fictional character was a former professional baseball player and sports writer who turned to teaching after his wife and son were killed in an auto accident. What is the first and last name of this school teacher? Good luck, trivia players, on this, the world's largest trivia contest.
All the world is a sea. People everywhere just wanna be free. Listen, please, listen, that's the way it should be. People in the valley, people got to be free. You should see.
In the middle of hour six, question five, trivia 38. This fictional character was a former professional baseball player and sports writer who turned to teaching after his wife and son were killed in an auto accident. What is the first and last name of this school teacher? Phones down to the back. We are calling it quits on Hour 6, Question 5, Trivia 38. This fictional character was a former professional baseball player and sports writer who turned to teaching after his wife and son were killed in an auto accident. What is the first and last name of this school teacher? The answer, Lucas Tanner. Once again, the answer to Hour 6, Question 5, Lucas Tanner. Up next, Hour 6, Question 6, Trivia 38. According to commentator Bob Costas, for the common golfer, he is the biggest name in golf. What is the first and last name of this individual? Once again, Hour 6, Question 6, Trivia 38. According to commentator Bob Costas, for the common golfer, he is the biggest name in golf. What is the first and last name of this individual?
Trivia 38 and Jim Wendler.
Way on top now. Since you left me,
Hour 6, question 6, trivia 38. According to commentator Bob Costas, for the common golfer, he is the biggest name in golf. What is the first and last name of this individual?
I need someone, a person to talk to, someone who cares, who loves. Could it be you? Could it be you? Situation gets rough and I start to panic. It's not enough. It's just a habit, a kid, you're sick. Well, darling, this is it. You can all kiss off into the air. Behind my back, I can see them stare. They'll hurt me bad, but I won't mind. They'll hurt me bad, they do it all the time.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, they do it all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
They do it all the time. They do it all the time.
They do it all the time.
They do it all the time. I hope you know that this will go down on your permanent record. Oh, yeah? Well, don't get so distressed. Did I happen to mention that I'm impressed? You left me, and two for my family, and three for my heartache, and four for my headaches, and five for my lonely, and six for my sorrow, and seven for no tomorrow, and eight, I forget what eight was for, but nine for lost God, ten, for
everything,
oh, you can all kiss off into the air. Behind my back, I can see them stare. They'll hurt me bad, but I won't mind. They'll hurt me bad, they do it all the time.
Yeah,
they do it all the time.
Yeah,
they do it all the time.
Down in the back, we're calling it quits on hour 6, question 6, trivia 38. According to commentator Bob Costas, for the common golfer, he is the biggest name in golf. What is the first and last name of this individual? The answer, David Mulligan. Once again, the answer for hour six, question six, David Mulligan. Going right on to hour six, question seven, trivia 38. In this big screen musical, the lead character gets involved with a phony psychic. He winds up at a bakery staffed by dozens of waitresses with stolen cash and a loaf of bread. What is the name of this movie? Once again, hour six, question seven. In this big screen musical, the lead character gets involved with a phony psychic. He winds up at a bakery staffed by dozens of waitresses with stolen cash in a loaf of bread. What is the name of this movie? Good luck, trivia players, as you play in the world's largest trivia contest.
Trivia 38 and Jim Wendler.
Of hour six, question seven, trivia 38. In this big screen musical, the lead character gets involved with a phony psychic. He winds up at a bakery staffed by dozens of waitresses with stolen cash in a loaf of bread. What is the name of this movie?
Trivia 38. And Jim Wendler.
Rockabilly, 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 rock. Rockabilly, rockabilly, rock, rock, rock. Rockabilly, 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 rock. Rockabilly, rockabilly, rock, rock. Some people think it came from Tennessee, then spread on out to the Lone Prairie. It's hillbilly rock. Fiddly-dee, turns me inside out. Give me some rockabilly, 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 rock. Rockabilly, rockabilly, rock, rock, rock. Rockabilly, 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 rock. Rockabilly, rockabilly, rock, rock. Grab yourself a partner, lose the blues. Wear your soapbox clothes and stop in shoes. Better head for the hills, gonna blow my fuse. Ooh, I'm gonna shout, give me some rockabilly, 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 rock. Rockabilly, rockabilly, rock, rock, rock. Rockabilly, 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 rock. Rockabilly, rockabilly, rock, rock. Dance rockabilly, swang the do-si-do, and the guitar man says the old banjo. Leave the hope for the throat. I'll go, man, go, wiggle like
like a trout. Give me some rockabilly, 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 rock. Rockabilly, rockabilly, rock, rock, rock. Rockabilly, 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 rock. Rockabilly, rockabilly, ooh, rock, rock. From the moment I feel this crazy beat, you got to lose control of your two left feet. Give me Mountain Dew. Give me some rockabilly, 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 rock. Rockabilly, rockabilly, rock, rock, rock. Rockabilly, 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 rock. Rockabilly, rockabilly, rock, rock. You know what rockabilly's all about. You know it's gonna make you sing and shout. You know you're gonna act like a crazy fool. Who cares? It's cool. Rockabilly, rockabilly, ooh, rock, rock.
Phones down in the back. We are calling it quits on Hour 6, Question 7, Trivia 38. In this big screen musical, the lead character gets involved with a phony psychic. He winds up at a bakery staffed by dozens of waitresses with stolen cash in a loaf of bread. What is the name of this movie? The answer, Palmy Days. Once again, the answer is Palmy Days.
Hi, Jimmy.
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, pretty good. I'm going to do some real quick stuff here, and people at home are just going to have to... bear with us a little bit. I have some grocery bag giveaways to read off and some point values. They currently have the point values for hour one. Okay, so those have been given out. Here are the grocery bag winners up to this point. Dorothy's Salt Shakers, Shake and Bake. Dorothy's Salt Shakers, Shake and Bake won the first hour grocery bag giveaway provided by County Market and Domino's. Bring in your new trivia times with the ID number in it down to the 90FM studios to pick up your certificates for the grocery bag giveaways. Second hour was the Pabst Blue Ribbon Army. That was a grocery bag giveaway from County Market and Domino's. The Pabst Blue Ribbon Army. Third hour, W Rex Incorporated won the grocery bag giveaway provided by County Market and Domino's. W Rex Incorporated. Hour 4, Corpse Bin 23, The Law of Fives, won the grocery bag giveaway provided by County Market and Domino's. That's Corpse Bin 23, The Law of Fives. And Darth Vader's Lunchbox won for the fifth hour. Darth Vader's Lunchbox won the fifth hour. Bring your copy of the new Trivia Times with the ID number in it down to the 90FM studios to pick up your certificates for this hour's grocery bag giveaway. The winners win a grocery bag from County Market and a two-topping pizza from Domino's. You have to pick those up by the end of the contest. They're only valid through the end of the contest, okay? Okay, now on to question values. Hour 2, question 1 was worth 20 points. Hour 2, question 2 is worth 20. Question 3 is worth 5. Question 4 is worth 10. Question 5 is worth 10. Question 6 was worth 20, question 7 was worth 10, and question 8 was worth 5. Once again, hour 2, question values. 1 was worth 20, question 2 was worth 20, question 3 was worth 5, question 4 was worth 10, question 5 was worth 10, question 6 was worth 20, question 7 was worth 10, and question 8 was worth 5 points. Hour 3 of Trivia 38, question... This is a jewel of an hour. Question 1 was worth 65 points. Question 2 is worth 185 points. Question 3 was worth 335 points. Question 4 was worth 35 points. Question 5 was worth 30 points. Question 6 was worth 5 points. Question 7 was worth 15 points. And question 8 was worth 125 points. Once again, hour 3, Trivia 38. Question 1, worth 65 points. Question 2, 185 points. Question 3, 335 points. Question 4 was worth 35 points. Question 5 was worth 30 points. Question 6, worth 5 points. Question 7, worth 15 points. And question 8 was worth 125 points. Hour number 4, the point values for that. Hour 4, question 1 was worth 40 points. Question 2 was worth 20 points. Question 3 was worth 15. Question 4, 70. Question 5, 10. Question 6, 10. Question 7, 5. And question 8 was worth 335 points. Hour 4, once again, question 1 was worth 40. Question 2 was worth 20. Question 3 was worth 15. Question 4 was worth 70. Question 5 was worth 10. Question 6 was worth 10. Question 7 was worth 5. And question 8 was worth 335. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Oz. Thank you very much. Let's get straight on to our 6. Question 8. Trivia 38. What is the name of this song? Once again, our 6. Question 8. What is the name of this song?
Trivia 38 and Jim Wendler.
Middle of our 6. Question 8, Trivia 38. What is the name of this song? Thank you. calling phones down in the back. That is the end of our six question eight trivia. 36. What was the name of that song? The answer, Soul Bossa Nova. Once again, the answer to our six question eight, Soul Bossa Nova.
Funds for Trivia 38 have been made possible in part through a grant from Portesi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portesi. Delta Dental of Wisconsin, proud to be a sponsor of Trivia 38. The Stevens Point Brewery, proud to present Rock the Brewery 2007, Saturday, June 9th. AIG Travel Guard, with over 95,000 employees in 100...